CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ. Today's guest is author of Inside Out Healing, Richard Moss, here on CBS Sky Radio. I'm Cassandra, and I'm going to welcome back CJ and Richard Moss.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You know what, Cassandra? I feel a calming presence affecting both of us, and I think that calming presence is Richard Moss.
Well, yes, he has a wonderful calming voice, and I'm really interested in his book to see if he can calm you and I both down, because I'm sure right now in both of our heads, we will both admit we're 4 hours ahead, thinking, what do we have to do here,
Oh, yeah. I'm in that future Mandela, I'm on that quadrant.
Yes.
I went to a silent retreat, and basically what I found is, I'm thinking about the future probably 80% of the time. Planning, future.
We have to learn how to slow it down and calm our mind.
But it's so interesting because your voice has slowed down and mine has too. Pretty soon I'll be asleep. By the end of the interview, I'll be asleep. Richard, what have you done to me? Okay, so here's
what we're talking about. You asked what presence is. It does travel. It does transmit through the voice.
Yeah.
The groundedness in the body, that the thoughts that I share come from my lived experience and have grounded in my body, what you're commenting on, not to say anything is special about me, but that is a fact.
Yeah.
I gave a program in Bogota, Colombia, at a major university, and I gave a talk in Bogota, and the man who was the organizer and also did the interpreting, English to Spanish, Spanish to English, said, and he's a rock musician there, a very well-known rock musician in Colombia. And so there's this 66-year-old North American white man with gray silver hair sitting next to a 32-year-old guy with dreads, black beard, black stubble beard, dreads down to his waist, right? And he's interpreting me. At the end, he said, one of his dearest friends, who is the most agitated, can't sit still, legs jumping, arms jumping person, was in the audience, and he said, I watched him, and he didn't move for the whole hour and a half.
Wow.
Didn't move. And that's what happens in the room, usually. The people, tears, I see tears a lot just flow, because I think they're tears of recognition. People see things that they know are true and hear it and feel it. But it does come through the voice. And so that's a really good way for you to know how deeply embodied a person is. Mm-hmm. And boy, to be in this kind of voice when you're dealing, let's say, in your couple with very difficult stuff, means that you've put your ears in your heart, your listening is in your heart, and you've made your heart bigger than the room the two of you are in, maybe bigger than the house, maybe bigger than the city. You visualize that heart so enormous until there's room for your partner to be so true, so real, and then you can talk, you can listen, and boy, it becomes such profound intimacy. When we can do that with each other. At the time, sometimes very difficult stuff gets spoken about, but the relationship thrives. Feel the energy that is that third presence that is the relationship. The next thing that people know, that the whole rest of the day, the next day, they just like being near each other because they learn to listen. And so that's part of my work, is teaching people how to listen and how to listen with a big heart. And it comes through the voice.
Yeah. And it's a cyclical thing, because I'm sure when you see their heart opening and their presence being felt, that it then affects you too, right? Because much like your voice is affecting them and a calming presence, their joy and expression and love for each other is then coming back to you.
Sure.
I don't know. That's what I would guess would happen.
Well, if it's a talk and I see someone, five rows back or eight rows back, just sitting, without any, you could project into someone's non-expression a lot. And I've learned to not do that. But if I see someone who's really looking and there's tears in their eyes, that's positive reinforcement. But I'll tell you, learning in a deep, intimate relationship to let, when I'm with Annalisa and she's telling me something really hard, I immediately feel a part of me that wants to defend or rationalize or go into my head. And instead I just go deeper into my body and literally visualize my heart getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, because I do not want to miss the single thing she wants to teach me or penetrate me with. And I think that's something men are not yet really ready for. I mean, we're totally ready for it, but haven't learned it yet, to let their woman penetrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, then the relationship thrives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How long have you been in a relationship, and how, I mean, you said earlier that you couldn't even believe that you've been in this relationship, and how have you seen it evolved as you've been able to open up more and more and allow her into your space?
We actually haven't been living together that long, a few years. We've worked together for 12 years, and we've
wow.
been friends for 27 years, acquaintances,
oh.
friends for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
But she's walked the same, in her own way, this path that I walk, and she's walked many other paths. And then, you know, as we started working together, and then started teaching together, eventually we became partners.
Yeah, beautiful. So many beautiful stories.
But yesterday we were doing one of these conversations I'm describing where I had to let my heart get really big.
Mm-hmm.
And every day. You know, we set aside time for special conversations, but at any moment I'm always listening, because I want us to invent, in a certain sense, through how we are present with each other, the deepest intimacy we can possibly experience. And, you know, it's broader than the word intimacy, broader than just sexual, I mean.
Yeah. I'm just imagining sexual. Telling my husband, like, hold on, I'm really pissed off at you right now. And I need to see if I can expand my heart. And then we'll talk afterwards. Hold on.
Well, actually, it's his job to expand his heart. It's your
I know.
Job not to attack him. It's
yeah,
your
I
job
know.
To find a way to tell him what you really want him to know that doesn't come just from attack. And it's his job to make a really big space and let it in and let him feel you, really feel you, get really where you're coming from, why it's so important to you. And then it digests that because he's felt it, because it's living in his body, before he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and it goes both ways. That's how it should be. That's how it can be between people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, teaching people vulnerability in a relationship, Annalise and I were on Skype yesterday with a couple in France doing exactly what I'm describing to you. We were guiding them. We were listening as their relationship, as they talked to each other in this very specific
mm-hmm.
way. And as the relationship, from time to time, we would comment on how they had listened to each other or how they had mirrored each other. And we'd tell them when the relationship felt wonderful.
Mm,
and,
that's
of course,
sweet.
By the end, they felt wonderful.
Yeah.
The relationship felt wonderful. And we were only 5,000 miles away.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. What a fantastic book, Inside Out Healing, Transforming Your Life Through the Power of Presence. I have to tell you, I've tried a bunch of the tools in the book. They really work, and it is a very special book. So thank you for writing the book. Thank you for being here. I'd love to have you on again. And I hope your healing process with your back and everything is fast and quick. Although I know you're in your happiest moments at this point.
I trust it. The worst that can happen is I'll have a hip replacement or they'll do some sort of back surgery, and then I'll do what I can do. My life may have changed in some ways, but the present never changes.
Yeah. All right. Well, many blessings to you. Thank you for being on the show. Folks, make
thank
sure
you,
to tune in September when we'll be talking about back to school. And thanks
and if
again.
If people want help learning this, they should go to my YouTube channel because there's lots of short instructional videos.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also on the website a free e-course that tens of thousands of people have used to learn to do the mandala for themselves.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so it's richardmoss.com.
Correct.
All right. Thank you again. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. It's been a pleasure
take care.
And a privilege.